Methodist Church at 11 o'clock. Last year, we're still part of the Christmas on the Plaza, but we did it outdoors last year, and it was really cold, so we went, well, let's get rid of that factor and go ahead and do it inside at one of the churches. And First Methodist, United Methodist volunteered to do it there. It should be a great sound in that room. We'll have about, I would think, 40 to 50 musicians from the community. So this is like municipal band, community choir people. There's a group called United that will be singing with us, and so that will add a nice sound to it. We have solos. Miss Markel Porter will be doing O Holy Night, and a lot of combined music with the band and the choir, you know, just a short celebration.
And I know from the community choir aspect of it, I think they did move practice to the church for tonight.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, we'll have rehearsal tonight starting between 6:30, I think, the choir, and then the band will go at 7 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church tonight. And that'll give us a chance to kind of get everything sounding good and set up and all of that. I think that's about all I have. The lineup is let's see, we have You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, something about that name, Oh Holy Night, Greensleeves, Noels of Christmas, On with the Snow, which is a combined, and then we're going to do an awesome arrangement of Rockin' Around Christmas that we'll be doing in the parade. And so on the parade on Friday, we're going to have the community band, and we're going to have the high school band, and we'll have the junior high band, all playing this same arrangement of Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. The band will be playing the same song all throughout the entire block. I think you can't see me moving my hands, so it's hard to describe.
That's going
to
be great, though.
It'll be fun. It'll be a fun thing. So, anyways, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
So, David, what time did you say? What time does this start?
The parade?
No, the concert.
Oh, the concert is at 11 a.m.
And is there a cost?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Sounds like a great event. It was really great last year too. So
okay,
well, that's gonna be just wonderful to bring everyone together, and still, you know, one of the many things we got going on for Christmas on the Plaza. So
yeah,
this is gonna be
perfect.
And
to piggyback off of all of that, there's a whole slew of other things going on too. We've got quite the jam-packed weekend, which is kind of what our goal was this year, is to focus on one big weekend, go out with a bang, and then that way people can continue with the things they have going on. So along with the concert, we've got Friday night after the parade, we will have vendors set up in downtown Coffeyville in Country Kimber's Designs, and then over in our Walnut shop that we've had the last few years. I think we have a little over 20 different vendors this year, so lots of different things you can go shop for. And then we'll also have Tate's Tater Truck. It's a food truck down there on Friday night. This is all, again, after the parade. Jump over to Saturday. We have got a whole list of things going on Saturday. So from 10 to 8, we'll have our vendor fair again. Same vendors that were there Friday, they'll be back. We're adding another food truck, Outsiders Tacos. I don't know if you've ever had Outsiders Tacos, but they're amazing. So is Tate's Tater Trucks, but the tacos are really great too.
I do like the tater truck.
It's so good. I've never thought that you could have so many different ways to have a baked potato.
Yeah, or French fries.
Yeah, it's like my mind was blown. Anywho, so we've got them going on all day long. We've got the concert going on. I forgot to mention, and this is a big one too, after the parade, Icy Bear, Anna, and Elsa will be down at the tree to take pictures. I believe Kim Jones is going to be down there taking pictures. So bring the kiddos down there. They're going to have a blast seeing all those guys. And then so back to Saturday, we'll have the vendors open all day, the food trucks, the concert. From 2 to 5, Santa will be at Hirsch's, which will be really exciting. They're doing a cool event. We've got the Screaming Nickel and Colonel Coffees. They're having a holiday open house all day on Saturday, and I believe Friday evening as well.
And I also got a note that the Christmas Farmers Market will be Friday and Saturday, 10 to 2 in the downtown mall.
Yes.
Colonel Coffees will be open until 8.
8, yes.
Friday and Saturday with a lot of other things going on through the season.
Yes. And then let's see, I don't want to skip anything. One thing that's kind of different this year, last year we had the North Pole headquarters. We still have an extension of that, but with some of the stuff going on downtown with the awnings, we kind of had to switch it up just a little bit this year. So we have a booth at one of our locations that will be Christmas on the Plaza themed Christmas stuff. But we also have a website that you can go in and shop. It's with Focal Point Graphics. If you go to our Facebook page, it'll have a link to that. We've got hoodies, sweatshirts, ornaments, all kinds of stuff on there. So that's really great too. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I am forgetting on Saturday other than those major things. A lot of our shops downtown, just, you know, restaurants and everything, they'll be open as well. So come get a gift, go get some coffee, go have something to eat for dinner, go swing by some other shops, and it'll be a great time. We're excited.
Support local.
Yes, right? Yeah, shop local. That's kind of the goal for Christmas on the Plaza, is to keep our shopping here for the holidays. So
shop here first.
Yeah. Then go see what everyone else has, but Stay here first. That's what we want.
No, that is fantastic. And then I know, kind of backtracking here, but wanted to just briefly touch on match day a little bit.
Yes, we weren't here last week.
That's right.
So,
yep.
I thought I would mention that. A very successful match day, and a huge thank you from the community to Janie Gillis and Sam Kudrick, who put a lot of work into this along with their CACF board. I think, I'm not sure what the very final totals were, but I think there was around over 600 gifts with the match included, $413,954. And that will benefit 26 of the nonprofits in town.
Yep, 604 gifts.
Oh, okay.
Is the total that I have got. That's just amazing.
Yeah, and then, it was just a great turnout from the community supporting, everybody. So we do appreciate that. We appreciate all the work it took to put that on. And year after year, it just helps out with all of our small town nonprofits. And then the other thing I want to mention was Candlelight Tours at the Brown Mansion is going on. They've sold over 300 tickets at this point. So if you want to get your time scheduled now on the dates you want it, you need to get online, purchase your tickets. Always a great time there with, Darla. And again, Sam has put a lot of work in, well over 100 trees, 150, something like that. So, yeah. So it's a great place to go for Christmas. Take your family and friends and get the season started.
Yeah. And then we've got a lot of volunteers too who are working over there throughout the whole month of December.
Yeah. And then James, you've got a project that's going on that I'm really excited about. It's the first time this year. So
I do.
Yeah. What is,
we've been working pretty hard in the behind the scenes to bring a new event to Coffeyville, and so I haven't talked about it on air yet, so we kind of finally got all our ducks in a row, and we're going to bringing a live Christmas radio drama to the community and the KGGF airwaves. So this is going to be coming up on the 16th of December. That is a Saturday. It's going to be at 7 p.m. and the location for it is going to be in St. Paul's Lutheran Church there in the Fellowship Hall. They got a stage and everything, and so we're going to be doing kind of a 1940s style live old-time radio drama, but it's also going to be a kind of Coffeyville community Christmas program, because in addition to that, we're planning to have some local musicians sing and perform, and so we are putting together this whole program that will be broadcast live here on KGGF, and then it'll be rebroadcast Christmas morning, so something that you can listen to as you
unwrap. I think that's
presents.
Fantastic. Great thing to get started. So
yeah, and we're looking forward to having some of you guys involved too, and sound effects and all that.
Yeah,
so
we'll see how that goes. Right. So
that's great. Yeah. Well, we're really looking forward to it. We've got some of the folks from the Coffeyville Community Theater. Some of those folks who did that are getting into it, and I'm just amazed at the number of people have kind of come out of the woodwork.
And they're all excited about it, right? There's just people, they've been missing this, so. It's a great service that you're starting this up.
So we're going to be doing a performance of the old-time radio drama Our Miss Brooks, and then also an episode of Gunsmoke. So
I can't wait to hear the Gunsmoke one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No.
I just watch it all the time on TV, so.
Yeah.
It'll be different.
This is, yeah, it's going to be different for the, you know, the radio version, right, for sure. But yeah, we've got some of these old time radio scripts and, you know, having that and just doing it all live, just like they used, yeah, to, and at, like we do on When Radio Was here at 11 o'clock on KGGF. So.
And you want people in the audience, right?
I mean, yes, that's so. The thing. So this is, the other thing is it's going to be free admission. We will, so we're going to be donating to the Midland. That's the big thing about this is actually going to be a fundraiser for the Midland. So the proceeds from this are going to be going to, you know, help support the Midland Theater and the restoration efforts. And then we're also going to be taking a donation there at the door that will, so, you know, no charge at all to attend and, you know, no pressure on anything. But if you do want to donate, some of that will go, of course, to the Midland, and some of it will also go to help St. Paul's, you know, just since they're hosting us. So that seems like the right thing to do. So that's going to be the big thing here is, you know, to help get the Midland back and open. I think it's something that everyone wants to see, and we can definitely tell from match day that it is a right. lot of interest in that.
And this could be a yearly, you know, tradition. I can't wait to see something like this going on the Midland stage, you know, for Christmas. Oh, yeah. It would be.
Yeah, so we're definitely looking for anyone who wants to sponsor it. And again, you know, the sponsorships will all go to the actual Midland themselves. You know, get some commercials here on the air, and then that'll be donated there to the Midland. So looking for folks to do that. And, you know, those will be deductible. And I know Denise was saying that, you know, we can do those through the Community Foundation. That sort of thing is an easy way to go.
Absolutely, yep.
So looking for folks to sponsor it and bring that on the air.
Yeah, I can't wait. So. Got a lot of things coming up here in the next few weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So we'll be promoting that here a little bit more. But yeah, mark your calendars for the 16th of December. That's a Saturday. Going to be 7 o'clock in St. Paul's Lutheran Church here on 9th Street.
Great.
So, all righty. Well, a huge weekend upcoming. Yep. Really looking forward to it. You know, we appreciate everything that you guys are doing in the community. I mean, it's going to be a great time.
What's the weather like?
Weather like? It's not going to be bad. So okay. We're looking at tomorrow is going to have, I had it up here, we do have a high tomorrow, 45. It's going to be cloudy, but no rain. I mean, okay, we're going to be done with the rain by then. So that's the main thing that, you know, 45 and cloudy, we can totally handle.
Great parade weather.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be just fine. So, all righty. Well, everyone, it's a real pleasure to have you all on here. So,
thank you so much.
Dr. Wiggins, Denise, and Wyatt, thanks so much for coming
thanks,
on here.
Thanks,
and
James.
I know you all are going to be busy here this weekend, so I'll let you get back to it.
So,
all righty. And we got more open line coming up here on KGGF.